Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown is in hot water with a federal lawsuit alleging rape and sexual assault. Professor Michael McCann joins me to discuss. This is the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about the law school and apply by visiting law.unh.edu. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or hosts and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire. So, Mike, before we get into these latest allegations, Brown has a track record of controversy. Can you give a bit of a background on him?
Sure. So, Antonio Brown is one of the best wide receivers in football over the last 7-8 years. Most of his career until now has been with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was dealt to the Oakland Raiders for a very brief period earlier this year, and then he was released and the Patriots signed him. Brown is a player who is tremendous on the field. He plays hard. He's very skilled, but he has had off-the-field issues,
yeah.
And they really came to light over the last month or so when he suffered a frostbite injury due to a therapy that he was taking. He then filed 2 grievances over a helmet that he wanted to use that didn't actually comport with the safety rule that his own union and the league had negotiated. He then got into some kind of argument with the general manager of the Raiders, where the allegation is that he threatened him. I don't know what exactly happened, but it was clearly something bad. He posted on Instagram what seemed like a private communication from the general manager about fines that he had been fined. He missed practice. He had missed some other things. And then he recorded his coach and then posted it on YouTube. I mean, this is a series of
pattern.
Pattern, yeah. Just disruptive acts that an employee normally can't do, but he's so gifted that he was able to do that until the Raiders clearly ran out of patience.
Yeah, this pattern is definitely not going to help him with this case. The latest issues are federal charges. What's going on with this case?
So he has been sued right after the Patriots signed him. He was sued by a woman who used to train him. And the allegation, it's a civil lawsuit alleging sexual battery, where she accuses him back in 2017 of sexually inappropriate acts in his Pittsburgh home. And then the following year in his Miami home, she alleges that he raped her. She did not go to the police, and there's no record that she received hospitalization. So that's reason to just question. Of course, his lawyers certainly have noted that there are questions about this case. Brown's camp has said that this was false, that this didn't happen, that instead of a rape, that it was consensual sex, and that she had requested about $1.6 million from him for an investment that he depicts as sort of sketchy. I mean, you know, this is a case where who knows who's really telling the truth.
Right.
But the underlying claim of it being an alleged rape certainly is very serious, but it's not a criminal prosecution. It's a civil matter. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. You don't really hear very much about cases like this. How'd this end up being a federal case versus one of the states they reside in?
Yeah, I've had a couple lawyers question that, why wasn't it filed in state court rather than federal court? She can go to federal court because there's a diversity of jurisdictions in terms of the people involved and people living in different states. But the decision to go to federal court as opposed to state court, her lawyers clearly felt that was the right way to go. They were capable of filing in state court. It is, you know, maybe it's a more threatening case because it's in federal court. Although ultimately, it's whether it's in state or federal, it's about he would have to pay her money if he loses. It's not a, you know, he doesn't go to prison or anything like that. So it was a strategy that the lawyers had, was to go with federal court.
This is more of a criminal law sort of question, but I mean, why isn't this being brought up under criminal charges?
The short answer is that, from what we know, and we don't know everything,
right,
that she didn't report it to the police, so the police just didn't know.
Okay.
They would have no reason to investigate unless they were on notice that a potential crime occurred. We don't know if the Miami Police Department will now investigate.
Yeah, now they know about it.
They know about it, but it may be hard to investigate it, right? Mm. She claims that there are a couple of text messages that she has screenshots of where he used really vulgar language and obscenities and the like, but it doesn't say that he raped her, right? So it's mm-hmm. one of these, he looks like a bad person perhaps, but not, doesn't prove the underlying claim that he committed rape.
Has Brown said much publicly?
He hasn't. His lawyer has issued a statement. His agent has also responded denials, of course, saying that this didn't happen, that this is an attempt to exploit him and commit on some level extortion. That would be the argument, that this is a lawsuit that puts him in a position where it damages his career. Now, his lawyer has talked about potentially a counter lawsuit. A defamation case wouldn't work, even though this might seem like a defamation argument, because statements made in a legal proceeding are typically exempt from defamation.
So if it had happened outside of case, like she released an article or something, that'd
be
different.
Then defamation would be on the table. Right. At least as an option. Now, he has a public figure. He'd have to show actual malice. Right. But still, yeah. But he might, though, at least conceivably, bring a tortious interference case where the argument is that by bringing up this claim that he depicts as false, she's trying to damage his relationship with the Patriots and the NFL. We'll see what happens with Taylor v. Brown.
Has the timing been brought up at all? The fact he just got signed to the Patriots and this is happening?
You know,
especially with him being such a big team and just winning the Super Bowl.
I mean, we don't know that. There's certainly a question as to why it wasn't brought earlier, though her complaint suggests that she was so traumatized by it that it took her a while to be able to go public and that this was the time for that. Now, he's also playing, assuming he plays, the Patriots. He's playing the Dolphins. He's playing with the Patriots. He's playing the Dolphins on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So they're going down to Florida. Maybe the timing relates to that, although in a civil case, it's not as essential. If this were a criminal matter, it would be a different story.
Have the Patriots said anything?
They have said that the NFL is investigating and that they consider any allegation of a sexual offense worrisome, but they have no further comment.
What's the next steps in this case?
The next steps are the NFL has to investigate, and Roger Goodell, the commissioner, could place him on the exempt list where he would be paid but not able to play. The exempt list can be triggered if a player is charged with a crime involving violence against another person. That's not applicable here because he hasn't been charged with a crime. The other way it could occur, where if the NFL conducts an investigation and the commissioner has reason to believe that the player may have committed a violent act against another person, the commissioner can place the player on the exempt list. We'll see if the NFL uses that. You could argue that there is not a lot of time to conduct an investigation.
Right.
The case was filed this week. The game is on Sunday. The complainant, Brittany Taylor, has said that she would be willing to speak with the NFL next week. So there isn't a chance to speak with her. I mean, the NFL can do what it wants.
Right.
I mean, this is a league that it's an entertainment company. It has its own discretion. But my instinct is that most likely he wouldn't be placing the exempt. If it's going to happen, it would be next week, not this week. Meanwhile, the civil litigation will take a while to play out, probably months unless it settles. He'll have time to file an answer to the complaint. That process is a much slower process.
Thanks for listening to the UNH Law Podcast. Learn more about us by visiting law.unh.edu or following UNH Law on social media. Be sure to comment and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. Opinions discussed are solely the opinion of the faculty or host and do not constitute legal advice or necessarily represent the official views of the University of New Hampshire.